Not that you yourself won't have trouble choosing between all these beautiful cars and trucks, but you see, from the airplane, I can see down at the Kachina Cadillac Hummer Saab dealership every new car and truck on display. And let me tell you that these are the pretty cars and trucks I was telling you about. I'm referring to the new 05 Cadillac STS. What an absolutely gorgeous vehicle. And the DeVilles, the Hummers, and of course, the vehicle I had my eye on from 3,500 feet, the Cadillac EXT truck. If you can't tell, I love my new Escalade. So does my family. Come see Kachina's line of new and used cars today. In fact, that new STS I was telling you about, it's in stock and ready for delivery right now. Kachina's located on Scottsdale Road, just south of McDowell. Kachina Cadillac Hummer Saab Breakthrough.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn flying solo at the moment, which it's okay, I can handle it. What's even more important is that we have open phone lines, which is very unusual, 602-277-5827, so check that out if you want to get in here so that you can talk to us about your computer questions, problems, or if you have a suggestion for other listeners on if you're a pro at online shopping, some of the things, the pitfalls and some perils that are out there, some things that you might be able to share with the rest of the listeners on how to be safe. We welcome that as well. Of course, you can email us through our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and just follow all of the links that are on there. And then you can get in and see us like Isaac. Hey, Isaac, good morning. Afternoon.
Hey, how are you doing?
Actually, afternoon. It's good morning somewhere in the Pacific, I guess.
Well, it still looks like morning with all the clouds and everything.
But I'm telling you, this is not the Arizona I paid for.
Hey, that's all right, though. I can live with that.
Hey, are you going to do any shopping online?
Well, you know what? That's what I'm trying to do. I do some shopping online once in a while from work.
Aha!
And the reason I do it from work, it's because I've been having trouble with my computer at home.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, and so the thing is that I have myself an old computer, and it's Windows 95.
Wow, that does go back. Is there like a hand crank on the side?
Yeah, exactly.
I went and got myself
all the software for 2000.
Ooh, how old is the computer?
Oh, the computer is probably good 10, 12 years old.
Oh, and you're trying to put 2000 on it?
Yeah.
I bet it didn't go very well, did it?
Well, actually, I installed everything fine.
Except
when I start the computer up, it says Windows 95 on it still. So it's not internet compatible.
Well, if you did depending upon how you did the installation, you may have done what's called a dual boot, where you actually put two versions of Windows on the same computer. Did you try to do an in-place upgrade, or any idea how you got to where you're at now?
Well, you see, I got the software given to me free from school. My college, university, let me have all the software, so it came in like 25 CDs. And it comes in, I only installed like three of them, which is Word, Excel, and the basic stuff.
But I'm talking about when you installed Windows 2000?
I just put the CD-ROM in there and click install.
And then just kind of said next, and did it. Let it do its thing.
Exactly.
Well, unfortunately, that could mean many, many things. It sounds like you have two different operating systems on the same drive, which is a very technical thing, and it's good for people like web developers and technical people. But for somebody that, if you just wanted 2000 on that thing, then does it come up with Windows 2000 or still comes up as 95?
Well, see, when I start the computer, it says Windows 95. When I open up the programs I installed, they say 2000.
The installed program or the actual operating system. Do you know how to go to my computer and right-click on it and go to properties?
Yeah.
And what does it say that you're Windows 2000 or Windows 95?
It says 95.
Well, then you're Windows 2000. Maybe what you did was put Office 2000 in and not Windows 2000.
Oh.
There's a big difference.
That's true.
Office 2000 is like Word and Excel and those other things. Windows 2000 is a completely different operating system. So
I would have to purchase that, and rather than purchase a Windows 2000, probably cheaper just to get myself a new computer.
Yeah, you don't want to put something. I don't think Windows 2000 is going to work on a 10-year-old machine. I don't think it's going to happen. So, you might want to talk to Santa Claus. See if he can hook a brother up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Isaac. All right, good
all
luck.
Right, Evan.
Take
Thanks
care.
Thanks for your help.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, it's real easy, and I wish Microsoft would do a better job of separating these things. I can't tell you how many people call up and say, my Microsoft, or my 2000, or my this. They use the same moniker for operating systems as they do for productivity programs, and it confuses the heck out of the masses, and it's just not, it's not nice. Let's talk to Wendy here with an HP that's got a printer issue. Wendy, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, Ken. I haven't called for a couple of years.
Well, what's, everybody. Where you been?
I've been listening.
Well, so you don't really you haven't had problems for years.
I haven't had a problem.
Well, that's good.
I have a multitask printer, HP, what is it, K60?
Multifunction?
Multifunction.
Yeah.
And
it slices, it dices, it cleans out your hair and your nose.
I wish it would do that much.
Oh, and it prints.
It does print. Yeah. And I've had it for a couple of years. It's worked great.
Okay.
But all of a sudden, the fax is not, it rings, and it looks like it's sending, but nothing gets sent and nothing gets received. It doesn't have that little connection thing.
Uh-huh.
How do I find out if it's a setting issue or if I have to have it fixed?
Well, if it's a standalone multifunction device, you should be able to fax with or without the computer. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You're not trying to do it through the computer. No,
I'm doing it through it. But okay. And, you know, it gets important because I had to do some medical stuff and I couldn't do it.
Yeah. If it's dialing but it's not connecting, it could be any number of things. There's a possibility. Has anything changed in the way that it's connected through the wall?
No, we haven't touched anything.
No splitters or anything else?
No, nothing's changed
then
for a long time.
There's a possibility. I don't know if you know that when you pick up the phone and you hear dial tone, that's actually voltage. There's actually voltage on the line all the time. And most people are not aware. You can get power surges through your phone line.
Yeah.
Which means during the stormy seasons, if there are surges through the phone lines, anything connected could potentially become damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a possibility that the modem that's inside this multifunction device is somehow damaged. Now, the easiest thing to do is to basically separate the machine from the phone line is to try it on a completely different phone line,
mm-hmm.
preferably not even in your house, so that you can make sure that it's not something to do with the house wiring, something happened. That, you know, it's not real likely that that's the case. But a fax machine, a modem, those kinds of things are a little more particular about the quality of the line than when you pick it up to make a phone call. So you can try it that way, but chances are something's happened. If nothing's changed, nothing's been moved,
mm-mm.
nothing new's been introduced, and it just flat doesn't want to work anymore, the modem part of this multifunction printer could possibly be out.
I see. So that's something that either has to be replaced if I have it under warranty or
work? Usually the warranty's only a year.
Yeah, I think I may have bought an extended warranty. I have to go look.
Yeah, you may want to check that out and then go back through their process to have them check that out. But that's a pretty simple thing, and it should be working. And if it's not, no matter what, you've tried multiple places to send a fax, right?
I tried one place. But see, I had it sent from my office at work,
uh-huh.
which I'm not supposed to do, but and they got it. And it was free, and so...
Well, there's a possibility that whoever you're trying to connect to is having a problem on their end. So it's generally an all-or-nothing thing. If it works with one, it should work with all.
Yeah.
And so there's a possibility. There's this thing called a handshake. I don't know if you've ever heard, like, when a modem and a fax, when they're starting to talk, they make all that screeching sounds.
Yeah.
That's what they call the handshake. That's how they negotiate with the other device to figure out how fast am I going to connect. And so it tries to connect at the fastest rate first, and if it can't, then it drops down, and if it can't, it drops down. And for some reason, if the two cannot communicate with one another, then you don't get your fax through.
And well, I really should have somebody else try and send me a fax.
Yeah, you might want to do a little more experimenting with both sides. It could just be an anomaly. It's kind of like the Internet. Sometimes, you know, is it my connection or is it the site that I'm trying to visit?
Okay, because I'm concerned that maybe a couple of things I sent maybe didn't get through that I don't normally check on.
Yeah, you might want to double check all of that. Do some testing, see if they've got neighbors or something that you can try doing some tests with back and forth.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, thanks, Ken.
You bet. Good luck, Wendy.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Long-time listener, second-time caller. Is Mr. Disney, are you there?
Of course I'm here.
Well, good day to you, sir.
Listening to you handshaking with customers.
No, they're not customers.
You should scream over the phone with them and... You know, that kind of thing.
They're listeners.
Oh, they're listeners.
Yes. Big difference.
My bad.
I'm not getting paid here. So you're calling from Tucson way, yeah?
I am calling from Tucson, and before I get into why I'm here, the weather, I don't know what happened, but I was driving, and then suddenly the rain cloud erupted.
So we're going to start with a weather report?
I guess. In Tucson, in case you're coming south about Picacho, the weather turns to rain, and it's not good.
Well, I understand the East Valley, we're getting some pretty torrential stuff as well. So scattered rain throughout the state of Arizona.
I guess.
So are you talking on one of them IP telephones?
I am on an IP telephone. The store here, our latest store that opened up at the Arizona Pavilions here in Tucson, is equipped with IP phones. That is their phone system here. So,
what exactly does that mean to the non-knowing, non-technical listener?
It means that I'm talking on something that looks and feels exactly like a phone, but it doesn't use traditional phone lines like the regular Joe, as the average Joe, is used to. It uses a line that actually plugs right into the internet and then transmits back to a place that converts it to phone lines, and then we talk to people.
So we're kind of using the internet to talk right now.
Kind of, more than kind of. We actually are using it, yes.
Oh, there you have it. Yeah, anybody out there that's seen this maybe in the business trades, you see a lot of hype now about VOIP. That's voice over IP. That's what we're using right now.
Absolutely.
Huh? It's been around for a long time.
Been around for a long time, but they finally figured out how to make it work. Because a couple years ago, people probably experimented with this stuff, but found that once they tried it, they hated it. And now you try it, and it's exactly like the same experience you have on a regular phone. So
yeah, it was a QoS issue, wasn't it?
Quality of service, absolutely.
Yes.
But that has all been hammered out now, and voice over IP these days is a whole different ballgame than it used to be. So
actually, that might be something that somebody wants to get for somebody for the holidays, one of the gifts.
That's right. They have lots of cool different services out there, depending on what part of the country you're in or where you're at. But there's services from places like Vonage, or AT&T offices offers a Call Vantage service, or a handful of other companies out there that actually work. So
I think Cox is working on something too, right? All those
that's
people
what I've heard.
Cable modems, yeah.
That's a natural offering for any kind of ISP to get into another area like that. So
yeah, because you use an IP phone. You use the Vonage system from your house. You got rid of the regular landline, right?
I did. I did that about a year and a half ago. And you know, my wife is one of those people, when I got the TiVo, she was like, what is this thing you're putting on my TV? And when I started telling her what I was doing with the phone, I could see her face start to cringe. And I said, just trust me. You won't know the difference. And we got it all set up and plugged in and working. And she doesn't know the difference. I know the difference, because when the phone bill comes and she talks to her sister for hours on end, I don't pay anything more. So
you gotta like that. All right, hey, any tips on online safety? Folks that are out there that have never done any kind of online shopping. I mean, you're obviously an avid eBay, avid. You know, we acquire things on the internet all the time. Anything that
Low tech tips. How's that? We'll stick with the obvious. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is, and that deal extends to the internet as well. So if you're looking at something and it looks like just the greatest deal since sliced bread, better than you can find anywhere else, probably keep looking. Another obvious kind of common sense tip that's a low-tech tip is be careful where you shop. Make sure that the place you're putting your credit card number in, that it's a secure web page. Make sure that it's from a reputable place. Hopefully one of these what we call bricks and clicks kind of places, or a brick and mortar, where they have an actual physical store somewhere and an 800 number you can call if you have problems, not just a website. Anything else that's low-tech?
Well, this week's column that will be in Monday's business section of the Tribune, East Valley Tribune, is a suggestion to look into the single-use credit card.
That's right.
For online transactions.
Yeah, and just about every company out there now has those little single-use credit cards, and that's kind of another low-tech, high-tech thing you can do to kind of keep online shopping and other things like that safe.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to come up at a break here. Brandon, thanks
right.
for checking in. You'll check in a little later. Tell us how
I'll
things are going.
I'll check in a little later to give you another weather update and tell you what's happening. We've also, if anybody's in Tucson and listening, we've got Chipotle burritos here at the store, and it's off I-10 on Cotero is the name of the road, and it's at the Arizona Pavilions. If you drive in, you cannot miss it. There's a 25-foot-high big balloon that looks like a computer, and you can't miss it.
Those are those big fat burros.
Man, I think if you put them on a scale, they probably weigh 3 pounds apiece.
That's amazing.
And they got lots of them here, so
all right,
come
well,
eat them.
If you think of other stuff, chime back in.
I will.
All right, that's Brandon Disney. He's calling in from our newest Tucson location. He's down there for their grand opening. So, IP telephony. Hey, look at Chad Pyle showed up. Hi, Chad.
Yeah.
You know what? Hold that thought. We're going to go to break here. It's the Computer Corner. We're going to listen to Chad's lame excuse when we get back here. It's the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Phoenix depends on Salvation Army. Salvation Army depends on you. New IRS laws for 2005 may mean lower vehicle values for you. So donate today. Call 1-800-SA-TRUCK. 1-800-SA-TRUCK.
Have you noticed? This year, winter's different. It's raining more. Some days it's heavy, some days it's light, but...